Opposed? Carried. All right, then, our next item is Christina Abramowitz, conditional use number 2001, site plan on Road 265A.
This is a site plan for the establishment of a veterinary practice. Commission approved a conditional use number 2001 for the use of a veterinary practice at January 20, 2015. Property located on the east side of Old Mill Road, Road 265A. Property is zoned AR1, Agriculture Residential. Tax map ID is District 334, Map 1, Parcel 23. Final site plan complies with the conditions set by the Planning Commission, and the conditions are identified on the site plan. The State Farm Marshal and DelDOT has provided their approval letters. If you so approve, you can grant this approval as a preliminary and final. No other agency approvals are required based on the conditions of the approval by the Commission and the conditions adopted by Council.
Can I ask one question on this one, site plan question?
Yep.
This one actually got recommended denial by the Planning and Zoning Commission or approval?
Denial. Oh, with the Council, not the Commission, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. No, that wasn't the question so much. But
yeah, right.
Should consideration be given? They've got three spaces in the front yard setback, and this is a residential development, and that was a lot of the opposition. I'm just wondering if, you know, ordinarily we wouldn't allow parking in the front yard setback. In this case, it's in a otherwise residential development. Is that something that you'd want her to consider changing? It looks like she's got her three spaces jammed right up there on the road.
Well, I think if I remember, that's where she parked presently.
Okay. I thought it was more of a driveway. And then
But she parked in the driveway, and they were stacked. Mm-hmm. And this way, they got them in the same area. The driveway already exists, and she tried to pull them off the existing drive.
Yeah. I'm just throwing that out there. That's all. I'm not suggesting one way or another.
Put it on Council.
they won't see the site plan. Though.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That was not in the original plan that we looked at. Those
what she
spots.
Showed originally was stacked.
Right.
Yeah.
It didn't show us any parking layout.
Why does she need three spots to start with? She's only allowed to have one client at a time, right?
Just have two for herself as a resident.
And then the one
she's
for the
providing
client.
The one for the customer,
right.
Basically.
Gotcha.
And she's still got room to for anyone else to park in the drive. And she had to make the driveway wide enough to serve the parking spaces.
She's actually providing five spaces.
Hmm?
She's providing five. Two are actually in
the
driveway currently.
She actually has two other ones. That's right.
Yeah.
She got by.
And there, a handicap parking spot is not needed in this example?
I think the handicap regulation is if it exceeds 10.
I think
that's
so.
Right. That's through the building code department, not to them.
Yeah.
Alright. So we have everything but the State Fire Marshal and DelDOT, or no?
We actually have Fire Marshal and DelDOT approvals.
Yeah, we
and
have
those were the only ones required.
This can be a final, right?
They were the only two that were required because the residents exist and everything else existed. The other agencies didn't require anything. They already have sewer, they already have water.
Right.
No stormwater features, the driveway already exists.
Mr. Chairman, concerning CU 2001 site plan for Road 265A, my motion is for approval as a final.
Second.
Moving second to approve Christina Abramowitz conditional use number 2001 site plan on Road 265A as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is 2RAM Construction Company Incorporated preliminary commercial site plan.
Actually, ZRAM. There was an amended agenda.
That's oh, right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This is a site plan for the construction of a 1,920 square foot storage and warehouse building. The property is located on the north side of Central Avenue, south of Canal Crossing Road. Property is zoned C1 General Commercial. It's parcel number 334, map 13.20, map number 1320, parcel number 20.01. Front yard setback is 30 feet. Side yard and rear yard setbacks are 5 feet. The building is proposed to be constructed on the northeast side yard setback line. The proposed building complies with the required setbacks. Site requires two parking spaces based on one parking space for every two employees on the major shift. There are two parking spaces provided. Staff is still awaiting agency approval, so if you grant approval, it would be only as a preliminary. If you choose to see it again, require it come back, or you can make preliminary approval, final subject staff receiving all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, considering Z-Ram Construction Company, Inc., my motion is for approval as a, I guess, a preliminary with final upon staff getting all agency approvals, receiving all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Z-Ram Construction Company Incorporated preliminary commercial site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is BLN LLC, two parcels and a 50-foot easement on Route 18.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one lot, a residual lot with a 50-foot easement. The property is located on the north side of Seashore Highway, Route 18. The property is a split zoned. A portion of the property is owned C1 General Commercial, and the remainder is owned AR1 Agriculture Residential. Parcel number is 231, Map 6, Parcel 6. The property contains 13.16 acres, more or less. The minor subdivision will create a 3.951 plus or minus acre parcel with the required 150-foot of road frontage, and a 9.2-acre parcel with access along the 50-foot easement. The 50-foot easement covers the existing entrance into the site. The easement will then cut across the property going west and then run along the west property line. This application was deferred on April 9 to allow the Planning Commission to review the application. This site has a office-type structure on the front. It appears to be a pole building type construction. It has three mini storage buildings in the rear. The property is fenced with a chain link fence. And the access, your note, crosses to the east of the building, around the rear of the building, and then up the side property line on the west side. And you were concerned the last time about how they would access the rear when it crosses through the mini storage complex, which is owned commercial.
Would you like to be a client?
It appeared at the last discussion that the Commission didn't seem real satisfied with what they saw in their presentation or in the submittal.
Is the house of Joseph Tinley, is it completely fenced off?
It's a separate parcel. It's got a chain link fence around it, basically.
That's now or
separate
when?
Parcel.
But currently.
Yep.
It's currently fenced off.
It's fenced off on the next to the existing offices and to the rear of the house. Because of portion of it. If you look, there's a line with little circles in it. That's the existing fence that surrounds the mini storage.
It says, proposed gate.
Yeah, it's to be gated to get around behind the Tinley house and then back to the proposed 9-acre parcel with a 150-foot of frontage for that parcel in the rear. They could have stubbed that access to the property line and been able to meet the width requirements of the parcel rather than create a 150-foot of frontage along that parcel. It's an interior lot. It could have been 100 or it could have been 50, as long as they had at 100 feet at the 30-foot setback, which they might have, they're a little short of that, but it's pretty close. And you can see the building, existing building where the offices and the center existing mini storage building are exactly 50 feet apart. So the right of way goes from one corner to the building in the front and the mini storage building in the back.
So there's no building setback on that portion at all.
Well, it's an easement, so
easement.
Yeah, you don't have to require it, but I'm just saying, right at the minimum, they've been a foot longer, they wouldn't have been able to do it.
Does they own the residual lands on the 150
foot? They own the rear, just the rear.
So apparently they got some plans for that once they get the 50 foot approved. They didn't do that 150 foot for giggles.
No, well, they interpretation of the rules. They could have done this at 100, or they could have done it at 50 foot, and then you go 30 this way and 30 that way, and you shoot the arcs, and if you can get 100 at setback, you're okay.
I need
that way they have a turnaround.
I need to look at your highlighted.
It was more this,
yeah, I might take a walk, too.
Oh, you guys don't have a highlighted.
No, I don't have a highlighted.
Oh, man, well, see, you got to, you know, you get down here to the attorney, you get the highlighted color, yeah, yeah.
See, this is the 2 points he was saying between those two buildings, where it's
50 to 50.
And it sinks through that
gate. This is gated.
Or will be.
So the access to 9 acres is going to be to come through.
Yep.
Turn. Stories, yep. Go through.
And then 150
yeah,
feet.
In a gate here probably somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, this is there's a gate right here right now.
For me.
Highlighting helps, I guess. We should highlight today.
What's the alternative?
See the building? No, they wouldn't have 50 foot. There isn't 50 foot buildings between these buildings.
There's not. No.
Okay. You have to take a building down.
I have to take a building down.
Is that what you call, is that poor planning when you landlock yourself in the back with buildings and gates and...
Well, since there's only three of us here this evening, you might want to defer it again until there's a full commission.
Okay.
We'll do that. I'll just make that suggestion because I'm not sure that.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on BLN LLC for further consideration by the commission.
I'll second that motion.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on BLN LLC, two parcels and a 50-foot easement on Route 18 for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. I'm sorry?
I'm going to read the next application. That's
pardon?
Okay.
Sure.
I didn't hear that.
No, she was just going to read the next one. Did you even say,
Actually, typically I do that, but that's okay.
I'm sorry.
If you'd like to.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
We're talking here.
It's fine. It's quite all right. Our next item is for Raymond and Joanne Goins, a lot in the 50-foot easement on Road 579.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one lot of an existing 50-foot easement. The property